Blog Talk Radio.
WATB Radio seeks to inform and engage the Bride of Christ to stand up and take your place in the army and the kingdom. We recognize our battle is not with flesh and blood, but with the principalities and the powers of the air. We are a ministry of prayer, and we highlight what God is doing through other ministries and ministers across the globe. We provide a platform for ministers and a place for the bride to come together and rally around each other, hold up each other's arms, and pray for one another. WATB Radio celebrates the various missions that God has called each one of us to in this army, so we desire to promote and enhance the bride as a whole. Go, bride! Our soon coming King awaits. All right, Bride, Mega Revival, Making America Godly Again, is hosting a 2017 National Christian March on September 9th. That's right, it is time, Bride, for us to stand up and declare that this is a Christian nation. We are taking our country back from the enemy. We are marching across this land, blowing the shofars, sounding the alarm that the clarion call has been released from heaven, and the bride is coming out. Come on, bride, put your boots on. Let's go. Find out more at www.megarevival.com. Come on, bride, it's time to march for Jesus. Let's prepare for war.
Hallelujah, bride. Good morning. Good morning, America. This is your host today, Dr. June Knight, coming to you from Nashville, Tennessee. All right. I am so happy to be home again, bride. Listen, we are winding this thing up. Can you believe it? The 50 days ablaze is already almost finished. We only have 4 more days. We are finishing up Tuesday, focusing on the United States. We are doing a day of celebration because by that time, we will have prayed for every state within the United States. We will have plowed the heavens, partnered with God, with what He wants to do in the United States in this hour. We will have tackled some tough issues in the spirit. We have partnered with God for God's revival that's about to come to the earth, to be done in such a massive way. And look, we get to be a part of it. We are sowing right now for the great reaping that's coming. So Tuesday, we're focusing on the United States, celebrating. We'll have several ministers from across the United States on the broadcast that will take a few minutes for each of them to pray for our country and for God to seal all the work that's been done this summer, concentrating on the United States. Then on Wednesday, we are celebrating all of the nations. We are going to sow, the United States is going to sow into you other countries. You other countries that's been listening to this broadcast, email your prayer request to director@watbradio.com, or you can go on our Facebook page, WATB Radio. There is a place for you to leave a message. You are welcome to leave a message with your prayer request, and we will pray about it. Look, when we come together in agreement, I really don't know if we understand the power of just coming together in agreement. Two or more, okay, we're moving and shaking atmospheres. Okay, this morning we are focusing on the state of West Virginia. Yay! And we are here today. We have two of the team here today. Pastor Vicki, good morning, Pastor Vicki. How are you today, ma'am?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
Good morning, and you are here in the state of Tennessee as well. God bless you. What about you, Sister Angelique, in Arizona? How you doing?
Woohoo! Good morning, sister. I'm doing great. I can't believe it's almost over. Did time just fly by or what? Hallelujah.
It sure did. I tell you what. We are headed into some great times in our country, and to just know that we all plowed together in prayer and we fought in the spirit, because this is where the real battle is. Amen. Okay, Brad, let's hear a little bit about West Virginia.
Here are facts about West Virginia. West Virginia is an eastern U.S. state in the tree-covered Appalachian Mountains. The town of Harper's Ferry, where the Shenandoah River meets the Potomac River, is the site of a famous Civil War era raid. Surrounded by a national historical park, the town looks as it did in the 19th century, with many of the buildings open to the public as living history museums. The capital is Charleston. Here are some other facts about West Virginia. West Virginia is the only state in the Union to have acquired its sovereignty by proclamation of the President of the United States. West Virginia is considered the southernmost northern state and the northernmost southern state. Mother's Day was first observed at Andrew's Church in Grafton on May 10, 1908. West Virginia has the oldest population of any state. The median age is 40. Jackson's Mill is the site of the first 4-H camp in the United States. The world's largest sycamore tree is located on the back fork of the Elk River in Webster Springs. On January 26, 1960, Danny Heater, a student from Burnsville, scored 135 points in a high school basketball game, earning him a place in the Guinness Book of World Records. The first federal prison exclusively for women in the United States was opened in 1926 in West Virginia. Cecil Underwood is the nation's oldest governor. He turned 77 on November 5, 1999. The New River Gorge Bridge near Fayetteville is the second highest steel arch bridge in the United States. The bridge is also the longest steel arch bridge, 1,700 feet, in the world. Every October on Bridge Day, the road is closed and individuals parachute and bungee cord jump 876 feet off the bridge. It's West Virginia's largest single-day event and attracts about 100,000 people each year. The first major land battle fought between Union and Confederate soldiers in the Civil War was the Battle of Philippi on June 3, 1861. One of the nation's oldest and largest Indian burial grounds is located in Moundsville. It's 69 feet high, 900 feet in circumference, and 50 feet high. An inscribed stone was removed from the vault and is on display at the Smithsonian Institute in Washington, D.C. West Virginia's nickname is the Mountain State, and its motto is, "Mountaineers are always free." Nearly 75% of West Virginia is covered by forest. West Virginia covers about 24,000 square miles and has a population of about 1.8 million. 15% of the nation's total coal production comes from West Virginia. According to the Crime Index for 1997, West Virginia has the lowest crime rate in the country. West Virginia's Memorial Tunnel was the first in the nation to be monitored by television. It opened November 8, 1954. The first rural free mail delivery was started in Charlestown on October 6, 1896, and then spread throughout the United States. West Virginia was the first state to have a sales tax. It became effective July 1, 1921. The first steamboat was launched by James Rumsey in the Potomac River at New Mecklenburg, Shepherdstown, on December 3, 1787. A naval battle was fought in West Virginia waters during the Civil War. United States Navy armored steamers were actively engaged in the Battle of Buffington Island near Ravenswood on July 19, 1863. Oregon Cave near Roncaverde is the third largest cave in the United States and the largest in the state. A variety of yellow apples, the Golden Delicious, originated in Clay County. The original Grimes Golden Apple Tree was discovered in 1775 near Wellsburg. One of the first suspension bridges in the world was completed in Wheeling in November 1849. Moundsville is the site of the continent's largest cone-shaped prehistoric burial ground. It is 69 feet high and 900 feet in circumference at the base and was opened on March 19, 1838. The first electric railroad in the world built as a commercial enterprise was constructed between Huntington and Guyandotte. Please forgive me if I say these cities wrong. On September 10, 1938, the Mingo Oak, largest and oldest white oak tree in the United States, was declared dead and felled with ceremony. Coal House, the only resident in the world built entirely of coal, is located in White Sulphur Springs. The house was occupied on June 1, 1961. Daniel Boone made his last survey of Charleston on September 8, 1798. He left the state in 1799. The last public hanging in West Virginia was held in Jackson County in December 1897. In May of 1860, the first well in the state for producing crude oil was drilled at Burning Spring. Well, there's a lot of interesting facts about West Virginia. The Christian church was begun in West Virginia by Alexander Campbell in Bethany. The first spa open to the public was at Berkeley Springs, West Virginia in 1756. At that time, it was Bath, Virginia. The first brick street in the world was laid in Charleston, West Virginia on October 23rd of 1870 on Summer Street between Kanawha and Virginia Street.
Okay, listen, Bride, I want to give you one other bit of information about West Virginia before we start praying. One of the tragic things that has happened in that state over recent years is when MTV aired a show called Buck Wild. This TV show was featured in January of 2013 about nine young people. In the state that went buck wild, and it showed them doing all types of very dangerous activities, drinking, revelry, just terribly things. But it was not even a month later when its chief cast member died. And let me tell you how sad this is. This boy, on March 31st of 2013, Shane Gandhi and his uncle David Gandhi were reported missing after telling friends they were going off-roading and a search was started. 31 hours later, the Gandhis and Robert Myers were found dead in the Sissonville area of West Virginia inside Shane's 1984 Ford Bronco, which was partially submerged in deep mud. They were mudding with the exhaust pipe completely covered. After autopsies were performed, it was confirmed that the three men died due to accidental carbon monoxide poisoning. Now, the thing about this show is it gave a really bad image to West Virginia, like they were a bunch of crazy people there. So the mayor
on December 7th of 2012, which was right before it was aired, West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin spoke out against the series, explaining that it wrongly depicts the lives of those who reside in the state. He requested that they cancel the show before it aired. This show plays the ugly, inaccurate stereotypes about the people of West Virginia. And he wrote a letter to the president of MTV, and he went on to criticize MTV for encouraging local people to misbehave in front of a camera. You preyed on young people, coaxed them into displaying shameful behavior, and now you are profiting from it. That is just wrong. And then a month later, these three humans died. And so I want us to pray today for West Virginia, that their name would be restored, their image would be restored, and that, you know, whatever else the Holy Spirit gives us. But I remember that incident, and that's why I wanted us to talk about it, because that is a damaging place in that state on so many different levels. Good morning, Miss Gloria Bell. How are you today, sister?
Good morning, my friends. I am great, happy to be alive, and I am just enjoying all these details that you just gave us. Wow.
Yes. They're very unusual, ain't they?
They sure are.
Yes, West Virginia is a beautiful state. Go ahead.
This shows the impact that what we see and what we allow our ears to hear make in our minds. In the same way it does to the public, the rest of the public, and what we can do as Christians to stand up for the right thing.
Yeah.
So that is amazing.
Well, that's like that mayor or that governor, whoever it was that wrote that. He did try to stand up. He tried. I mean, can you imagine how he felt after he found out those three people passed away? After he did everything he could to get MTV to stop that. I mean, I just can't imagine. Let's just pray for him. Pastor Vicki, can you pray for that Senator Manchin, for his heart and everything after what he went through with that incident? This is really recent. We're talking just a few years ago.
Is he still there? That senator?
I don't know. I can look it up while you're praying.
Okay. Well, Father, we just pray for healing for this state, Father God.
Yes.
Healing for this senator, Father God, and healing for all the people, Father God, of this community, Father. I didn't follow it.
Yes.
But I know that something like that is just a spiritual attack, Father God. On a state, on a community, Father God, on the psyche of the people, Father. It's just an attack, a spiritual attack. And, Father, we just believe, Lord, that you can heal this, that you can help the people, Lord, to turn to God. And, Father,
yeah,
that your Holy Spirit can use it to help them to turn to God, Father. And so we just plead your blood over this whole incident, Father, over the heart of this senator, Father, and over the heart of this state, Father. And I pray, Father, that you will help them, Father, to just allow your Holy Spirit to flood that state. I know there's been some revivals in this past year, Father God, great revivals, Father, and many people turning to you, Father God. We thank you for that, Lord, and we join our prayers with all those that have prayed through this time, Father God, for healing, for your Holy Spirit outpouring, Father God. We know that sometimes that these things that happen bring us to our knees, Father. Bring us to that place of humility before you, Lord. Bring us to that place of desperation. And so, Father,
yes,
we ask that you would use this, Father God, to heal hearts and to help people just to be real with you, just to be real and allow you to be real with them, Father.
Yes,
and we thank
Lord.
You, Father, that you hear our cry and you hear that whatever else, whatever we heard recently, I think when we were praying for Virginia, that there was a lot of occult activity in this state, Father God. So,
yes,
Father, we know who's behind it. Satan is behind it. And we know that if 75% of this state is wooded, that also that's where a lot of Satanism hides and a lot of horrible things hide, Father God. And so we just ask for exposure, that this will come into the light and that Jesus will flood these areas, Father God, and that you will turn these people that are into the occult, turn them to you, Father God.
Yes,
we
Lord.
We pray for souls, Father. We pray for you to come and just minister to them. Father, I know that as we study and hear about all the different foreign countries where whole villages come to you and witch doctors turn to you and even the people that have shed their blood in covenant with Satan come to know Jesus, that all things are possible, Lord, with you, and that you have such an awesome, forgiving heart, such a big heart of compassion and love. And so we ask for this love and compassion, Lord, to come forth in this state, Father God, and for people to truly get saved and to be radical for you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, I want to read y'all a little bit about this gentleman. This is really interesting, considering we have been talking about the Republicans and Democrats. This gentleman named Joseph Manchin III. Manchin, yes. He is a Democrat, but he calls himself a conservative Democrat, and he served as the 34th governor of West Virginia from 2005 to 2010 and the Secretary of State of West Virginia from 2001 to 2005. Manchin has been known throughout his career to be a conservative Democrat, a fact which allowed him to hold office in West Virginia even as the state became one of the most heavily Republican in the country. He was elected governor by a large margin in 2004 and reelected with an even larger margin in 2008, even though in both years Republican presidential candidates captured the majority of West Virginia votes. He won the special election in 2010 to fill the seat of Senator Robert Byrd, the longest-serving U.S. senator in history, who died in office. Manchin was elected to a full term in office with 60% of the vote in November of 2012, and he became the state's senior senator when Jay Rockefeller retired in 2015. So now he's a senior senator. Now listen to this. As a senator, Manchin is known for his bipartisanship, voting or working with Republicans on issues such as abortion and gun ownership. He has opposed the energy policies of President Barack Obama, declined to vote on both the Don't Ask and Don't Tell Repeal Act of 2010 and the DREAM Act, voted for removing federal funding from Planned Parenthood in 2015 and against in 2017, and voted to confirm most of Donald Trump's cabinet appointees. Wow. You talking about somebody going against the grain in office. Come on now. Lord bless that man.
Amen. It's just like what we were talking about yesterday.
I know
it. The conservative Democrats, right? That's what I was talking about.
I know, but I still can't understand how they can be called a Democrat. That's what we was talking about, because how can you support something that goes against everything against the Christian agenda? It makes no sense. But if they're not Christians, I get it. You know, you can be conservative without being a Christian. And also, you can be a Christian without having an understanding of what you're doing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, you may not understand... You may not have a revelation of your calling as a Christian. See what I mean? Based on your raising up. Yes, go ahead, Gloria Bell.
You know, it's funny, but it's like, why can you say that you are born a certain way when you have parts that belong to the other way? Hello? You cannot.
Yeah,
you are born a woman when you have the main parts. The equipment to be a man. God created men and women. He did not create in the middle.
Yes,
I mean,
know it.
It's kind of absurd. I mean, and then people say, well, there's, I don't even know how many genders. The kids were telling me that in school they were teaching that there were over 70 genders.
What?
I said, come on. And I have, okay, my kids are teenagers now, and they understand better. But you know what? A child's mind, it can be really disturbed when they teach that junk. that kind of wrong teaching.
Well, what are the parents doing while they are teaching this? Why are they not in the schools throwing a fit? See what I'm saying?
You know,
God help
it is,
our society to stand up, you know.
Yeah.
So anyways, all right, well, let's blow the shofar and go to war, all right?
With our official shofar blower, please give it up for Miss Bonnie Bryan. Miss Bonnie is an international shofar blower. She is very prophetic, and when she blows, believe me, every demon will feel it. Give it up for Miss Bonnie.
With you today. You may not have gathered any facts about drugs, but I just have to ask, do you have any today or no?
I will, sister. I'm still outside here, outside of the church lawn, and I'm almost done to where I can actually go inside and get on my phone. So
well,
if you can give me about another...
Let me tell you, we really appreciate your input in that over the past 50 days. She has been a blessing to us, bringing facts about drugs. And then Sister Maureen has been a blessing to us, bringing us facts about religion in America and about the facts of each of the states. So we've been really blessed by all that. So we'll go ahead and start off with you, Miss Glory Bell. We was talking about the West Virginia incident with MTV. And I know we prayed a little bit about the community and how they would be healed. I would like for you to pray against this stigma that has been placed over this state of ignorance. And, I mean, I can't imagine if their own senator put his foot down to stop this dogma that's going out about this state, that they're a bunch of hicks and stupid people. You know what I'm saying? Like, what these people are really facing on an everyday basis in these communities. Would you pray for their identity, their true identity, to be revealed?
Amen, amen, I sure will. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, Father God, for who you are, Father God, and thank you for allowing these facts to come through this morning for us to go specifically praying against this stigma that had been created due to a TV program in that state, Father God. And I pray right now, Father God, that you raise up your men and women of God, Father God, to encourage the people to put their eyes in you. Father God, allow them to realize that in this world, we're going to have crazy people going around. And not because they're crazy people saying that we ought to do things and that we are like that, Father God. We're going to follow into that, Father God. I pray that you allow them, Father God, to stand up for what is right. Allow them, Father God, to stand up and say, you know what, that is not who we are, and we are not going to air that in the TV. I pray, Father God, for that TV people, Father God, for the media, and all those in the state, Father God, that have the opportunity, Father God, to bring and air TV shows, Father God. I pray that you build them up. You give them conviction, Father God, to put things in that build the people up for your glory, Lord, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you surround them, Father God, your men and women of God, you surround those kind of people, Father God, so they can work together for your glory. I pray, Father God, that you allow them to find the true identity in you, that we are children of the Most High God, Father God, that we are all different, Father God, but we serve a one mighty God, because there's only one mighty God. I pray, Father God, that those that do not know you, Father God, get a chance to realize who you really are. I pray that your mighty ministering angels, Father God, surround them and speak to them about you, your word, and your ways, and allow them, Father God, to be encouraged, because there's so much to be encouraged from your word, Father God. We are children of the Most High God. We've been called with a purpose, Father God. We are not dumb. We are not crazy, Father God. We have been created to your likeness, Father God. So I pray, Father God, that you allow them, you convict them, Father God, and show them your word. Show them who they are really in Christ. I pray for the glory of God, and I thank you, Father God, for what you will be doing, Father God, for we pray together in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Very good. Pastor Vicki, can you pray for unity in the, not just in the churches there, but unity in the body of Christ in West Virginia?
Amen. Father, I know that revivals have been studied like scientists study all kinds of animals and order and plants. Revivals have been studied like that. And one of the key elements of revival that has happened all over the world, where God just showed up and whole communities were transformed, one of the greatest things, top of the list, was unity among the brethren, Father God. And so we know that when people get together across denominational lines, across all kinds of lines, racial lines and denominational lines, when people are truly of one mind in Christ, that you will come and you will visit that state or that place, Father. And so we pray for the unity of the brethren. We pray for unity in the body of Christ in West Virginia. Father, we know a lot of the Bible Belt and southern states especially, where we're known as the Bible-thumping believers, that, Lord, sometimes we that's one thing that's addressed by Paul in 1 Corinthians is division among the people, among the brethren. And so, Father, first of all, we repent of this on our own personal level, and we repent of it in the state of West Virginia, that you forgive, Lord, that you show the church that they need to repent of this, and they truly turn from this, Father God, and that there will be key people that you raise up, Lord, who will cross denominational lines and cross all lines of theology, because everybody thinks they know that they got it all figured out. But, Father, they can cross those lines, Lord, and come together in one mind and one spirit with you, just like in the book of Acts in chapter 2, Lord, when your Holy Spirit was poured out. Father, they were in one accord, 120 people in one accord. That was a great miracle of that day, Father God, and it's a great miracle today, Father God. And so, Lord, we just pray, Father, for you to just pour out your spirit there, Father. Help these people in the church, Father God, to have it in their hearts, starting in prayer, that they would pray for unity, that they would do what they can in their particular community, and, Lord, on the state level, that they will go to the state capitol and they will bring unity there, Father God. And that pastors and teachers and apostles and prophets, Lord, will unify, Father God. And all the people in the congregations will be unified, Father, and that they will just cry out to God, Father, for their state, Father. They will repent of their own personal sin, the sin of the church and the sin of the people and of the state, Father, and that you would have mercy, Lord, and that you would pour out your love. And we plead your blood over each community, Father, each church, Father God. We plead your blood, and we ask you, Lord, to help us, Lord. Help us all, Lord, to see your heart. When you look on one city, just as you said, the book of, when you had the letter to the church of Corinth and the church of Galatia, Lord, and the church of Philippi, Father, you talked to one church through Paul. You talked to one church in that area, in that locale, and that's your heart, Father God. You see one church, Father. You said in Ephesians, Lord, that it was one God, one body, Father God, one. And it's that whole idea of being one in the spirit, Father. And we know that's your heart, and we desire it for West Virginia, and we believe that you will bring it to pass, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Now, Sister Gloria Bell, would you mind praying for the families in West Virginia to be strengthened and restored and renewed?
Yes, amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, We thank you for creating the family, Father God. A man and a woman, Father God, they are a family. And we pray, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Father, that you bring that concept, Father God, the reality of it, Father God, because you create it into every single family in this state, Father God. We pray, Father God, that those that have been confused for wrong ideas, Father God, they be confronted with who you really are. Father God, allow them to realize that in the beginning, God, you created the heavens and the earth, and you created men and women. And Father God, as an entity, this is the first one that you created, and allow them to speak that to the children, Father God. Allow the children to hear the parents, and really, Father God, I pray that you touch their minds, Father God, and you allow them, Father God, when they hear something that is contrary to your word, they come to mom and dad and ask them about it. And I pray that you anoint those parents in you, Father God, Father, to explain to them how things are. I pray, Father God, that you give the men, Father God, the point of who he really is. Show them, Father God, who they created to be and what they have been created to be, Father God, as the head of the home. I pray, Father God, for the mama, and allow them, the women, to remember, Father God, that we were created to be the husband's helper, Father God. We were created to help them, to help them, to help them, and to pray for them. Pray for them, Father God. Oh, Father God, allow us to realize all the time, especially in the families of this state, Father God, that every authority has been placed by you, and you are the main authority, Father God, and nothing that anybody can say that goes against your will is going to be right, because always you're going to be right, Father God. We thank you for this institution, Father God, and I pray, Father God, that the children, Father God, stick to your word, Father God. Open their eyes to receive your word, Father God. I pray that when the church minister to these kids, Father God, they be receptive and understand, Father God, your word and your ways. Because I know that we are living today, but those children will grow up to become our men and our women in power and leadership, Father God. So I pray that you touch them and you touch their mind, and the glory be all for you. For we pray together in Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes, amen. You know, families are the key to community. Like, when you're praying for these families, it is, I mean, what we're praying about every issue in these states is not, I cannot say this enough. This is not a small thing what we're doing. We have the airwaves. We have people listening that are in agreement, that are partnering with us. We are literally shaking the foundation of our country. We are doing something about it. We are not sitting and complaining. We are doing. Be the change. I keep saying this. Be the change, people. If you want America to be changed, do something about it. And we have the honor to be on here doing something about it. So as our sister is praying for these families, we are partnering with heaven. God wants these families healed. And so, yes, Lord, and amen. Okay, Sister Angelique, do you have any facts for us this morning about the drug situation in West Virginia?
Yes, ma'am, sister. The worsening toll of drug addictions in the West Virginia, this is written March 27th of 2017. The extent of West Virginia's drug problem is nearly incomprehensible, as the Charleston Gazette, Eric Ear, reports in his award-winning series last December that the wholesale drug distributors shipped 780 million hydrocodone and oxycodone pills to the West Virginia within the 6 years. What followed was rampant addiction to the powerful painkillers and a rise in the number of people who overdosed and died as a result. When the medical community and authorities clamped down on the prescription opioids, addicts became more dependent on heroin, and that was followed by the introduction of the fentanyl and serantanafil. These synthetic opioids are similar to the morphine, but are 50 to 100 times more potent. Dealers mix the drugs with heroin, and overdoses skyrocketed. That's not including of some other facts for crack cocaine and just the regular use of cocaine and heroin. So there are some very sad stories going on to this drug overdosing and funerals and family members losing their kids.
Hey, read that first sentence again.
the first sentence, the worsening toll of drug addicted, the worsening toll of drug addictions in West Virginia. And that was done on March 27th by Charleston Gazette Mail's Eric Eyre. It's E-Y-R-E.
Yeah, but didn't it say, what's the next sentence?
The wholesale drug distributors shipped $780
million.
That's not it?
No, I mean, I'm just saying it's an epic amount of, I mean, just a tragic amount of drugs going into this state is what you're saying, right?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am, it is. It's a rapid, what followed was a rapid addiction to the powerful painkillers. And, yeah, it's just really bad, sister. That's a lot, 780 million hydrocodone and oxycodone.
Yeah.
Those are very strong painkillers. They're not – usually don't prescribe those no more here in Arizona. You can't get those anymore. They're just
really?
Gabapentin now. Yes, they're only prescribing gabapentin and tramadol. Tramadols are more – extensive here in Arizona now because of the overdosing and the painkillers, the oxycodones and hydrocodones. They don't distribute those. And then my husband, he just recently got in an accident at work, and I said, oh Lord, the people that they need to give real pain pills to, they don't give them because they only gave him what is that? It's not even a painkiller. You can get it over the counter.
Tylenol.
It's for inflammation. I think of the word? But yeah, they didn't even give them painkillers because they just gave them a regular over the counter medication. Arizona is right, exactly. They give them to the wrong people for the wrong reasons.
Right. Well, let's go ahead and ask Pastor Vicky. Pastor Vicky, you heard these terrible statistics. Would you mind praying whatever the Holy Spirit gives you about this situation?
No, I don't mind. I'm glad to. Father, I just thank you that you're hearing our prayers, Father God, and that you have found us in unity this morning, Father God. And we also join with all the prayers over this state, Father God. We know the roots and the causes of all of this drug addiction is straight from Satan. The word sorcery, which lists in Galatians 5, this pharmakos, which is from the word pharmacy, which we get the word drugs from, it's straight from the pit of hell. And Father, I just pray that you anoint us as we pray today and every day, Father God. And Father, I just come against the spirit of Satan and every evil spirit that's behind the drugs and every sort of drug, God. All of these are just euphemisms for hideous sorcery and curses on the land straight from hell. And we break this, rebuke it. We pull it out of West Virginia by the blood of Jesus and through the power of the name and the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ. And we command you, Satan, to get out of West Virginia. We command you to take your hands off of each one of these people.
Lord.
And we declare that you must go. You must come down. Every stronghold of the enemy, every stronghold of drugs has to go in the name of Jesus. We declare that you are a defeated foe, Satan. You were dealt with at the cross. Jesus already paid the price. And we plead the blood over every inch of land of West Virginia. And we plead the blood over every human being in West Virginia. And we declare that Satan must leave this land in Jesus' name. We break every covenant with Satan through the sorcery, through the witchcraft, through every covenant in high places with you, Satan. We break those covenants by the power of the blood of Jesus Christ. We break those covenants in the name of Jesus. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ will flood this land. We'll flood it. And there will be great revival, and the fire of God will come, just as it did in Ephesus. People turned from their wicked ways. They burned their books. They burned their sorcery. In the name of Jesus, we declare it. over West Virginia. We declare that preachers up and will dare to address these issues. The preachers will rise up and cast out the demons out of these people and bring
them
to their knees.
Yes, Lord.
What they are doing, turning to Satan instead of turning to God, it's just pure, outright rebellion. And the Spirit of God, His word, that rebellion is as a sin of witchcraft. And so, Father, we know that the gospel has been preached in West Virginia, but that they have turned, people have turned away. And so, Father, we just pray for anointed preaching and teaching, Father. We pray for missionaries with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ to go to West Virginia, and that they will have a heart of compassion for these people, and that they will do spiritual battle and fast and pray over this land and declare and decree it for the Lord Jesus Christ. And we just believe it, Lord. We believe it's your will, Father God. We believe we're praying according to your will, Father. And
Lord,
when you said in Mark that we are to take authority, we can talk to that mountain and it will move, Lord. We believe this mountain will move off of West Virginia in the name of Jesus. And we believe, Lord God, that all these new conversions through the latest revivals will spread like wildfire, and that these young people and these old people will just preach the gospel like they've never preached before, Father God. We know it's you, Lord. It's your loving kindness reaching down and having compassion on the people despite their sin. And so, Father, we just join, Father God, with all the believers there praying, Father God, for your mercy, your loving kindness, your wonderful love on this, Father. Forgive the sin. And, Lord, reveal who you really are and how you love these people, Lord, and that God so loved West Virginia that he sent his only begotten son.
Yes, come on now.
Will not perish, but will have everlasting life. And, Satan, you are nothing. You are so defeated. You are so defeated. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Dr. June, may I say something?
Yes, ma'am.
Sister, as I'm sitting here and I got this advertising came up, and then I'm praying for the witchcraft, and the sister started praying over the witchcraft. So I really have to tell you, there's a statement here, witchcraft and the devil in West Virginia. It's written by Ruth Ann Music, and they're giving West Virginia the title devil in West Virginia. Oh, no. Oh, no, we take that back, Satan. I rebuke you and plead the blood of Jesus over West Virginia. Blood of Jesus over the witchcraft that you're trying to give the statement. You don't give the West Virginia the name, the witchcraft and the devil. Hallelujah, Lord Jesus Christ. My Father God in heaven placed West Virginia in its states, gave it the name it's
Come
West
on,
Virginia.
Now.
No, Satan,
yes,
you do
Lord.
Not get to make your name as a title on my father's state. My Father, His Holy Spirit went over in the beginning. My Father was there, and His Spirit, and Jesus Christ was there. This is His state. This earth belongs to Him, Satan. He cast you down from heaven into this earth. Your time is limited. So I'll be gone, Satan. I rebuke you by the power of invested in us that the Advocate, Holy Spirit, gives us to say, we rebuke you, Satan, in the state of West Virginia and all the states, in the name of our precious Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Wow, do I hear a fireball in the making over there. Go, Angelique.
Hallelujah.
Wow, I
sister,
love
I'm
seeing this growth in your prayer life.
Oh, hallelujah. I'm sitting in the church. I'm tingling right now.
God is so amazing. Let me
hallelujah.
Tell you, we have all grown a lot. Sister Gloria Bell, I would like for you to pray for against racism in West Virginia. Praying for unity of the tribes, unity of the nations there, unity of their peoples.
Hallelujah. Father, you heard this petition, Father God. Praying
yes,
for
ma'am.
All the unity of these people in this day. Father God, you created us red, orange, black, and white, Father God. You created us all.
Lord.
Rich, Lord, Father God. So I'm calling upon your name right now, Father God, for you to give him a mighty revelation to these people that think that heaven is going to be only for certain color or first certain races, Father God. I pray that you reveal yourself to them, Father God, that you in your word, Father God, you said it so many times and clearly that we have been created to your image, Father God. Anybody has seen God? Father God, each of us is a spit image of you, Father God. It doesn't matter the color. It doesn't matter the language. We belong to you, Father God. And, Father God, I pray that those, Father God, that have problems with that, Father God, you deal with their hearts. You give them a special touch. Father God, when you touch somebody, Father God, you know how to push the buttons and where to push what buttons, Father God. And the people will be touched, Father God. And we thank you for a mighty touch this morning on our heart, in our hearts, Father God, especially on those of the state of West Virginia this morning, Father God. Father God, our nationality, it doesn't matter that we were born in certain place or different places, Father God. Our nationality should be heavenly. Our citizenship should be heavenly, Father God. So I pray that you bring that revelation, Father God, just like you gave me some day ago, Father God, many years ago, Father God, that my citizenship, it is a heavenly one because I ought to resemble the God who created me. Hallelujah, for the glory of God, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for touching this morning those that may be thinking that heaven is such a color and such a race. Father God, show them, Father. I pray for the glory of God that you, as you show them, Father God, they do not keep it to themselves, but go and teach their kids, Father God, their family, their loved ones, and the people that they have influence over, Father God, showing them, Father God, that you created us because you are the one that created heavens and earth, and we have been created to your spirit image, Father God. So we thank you for that revelation that you will bring to these people, Father God. And I join hands, Father God, all these women here, Father God, praying up for the welfare of this state, Father God, claiming it, Father God, as another great state for your glory of God, as a Christian state, Father God. Raise up mighty men and women of God for the glory of God, Father. And we thank you for what you will be doing, for we pray together in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, woman. Y'all ladies are on fire today. Woo! I'm ready to run through Nashville. Pastor Vicki. Pastor Vicki, can you pray for against the sex trafficking in West Virginia.
Whew. Yes, I will. Father, we ask you first, Lord God, everybody that's involved in the sex trafficking and all types of perversion, Father God, this is a sin on our land, Father God, but it's also an enticement from Satan. All of these perversions came straight from hell. And we just believe, Lord God, that as you said through Jesus' prayer, deliver us from evil. Lord, deliver West Virginia from this evil. Deliver them from evil. Lord God, we just break the strongholds of Satan in sexual perversion, all types of prostitution, all types of homosexuality, every lie of the devil regarding perversion. Allows it in this land, and we just rebuke it off of this land of West Virginia in Jesus' name. We bind you, Satan, and we cast you out of West Virginia in Jesus' name. And we declare that these things will be exposed, the roots and causes of it will be exposed in the church, first of all, our communities, and even to the highest levels of government in West Virginia and in the land. Father, we know that it's just another filthy thing coming straight from hell. It's sin. It's carnality. And there's so many things that cause this. And I believe the root cause is covenants with Satan. Covenants with Satan and curses on the land and generational curses, Father God. And I believe that you have given your people authority over this, Father. We can pray and we can believe, Lord God. But it's persistent faith, Father. And I just declare persistent faith over West Virginia and over this country, Father God, that we will defeat the enemy through declarations and decrees, through the changing of our hearts, through holiness in our own personal lives, Father God. And I believe you will honor that, and then you will send us out, Father God, into the darkest places, Father God. We know that missionaries all over the world have gone to some of the darkest areas where there was sex slavery, and that they have seen the light and things have happened and people have stopped doing that sort of thing, that they've been saved out of that, Father God, rescued out of that, Father God. Even the ones that are the sex traffickers have been saved, Father God, and repented. So, Father, we're just declaring that over West Virginia, that there will be...
Come on now, yes.
...blood, Father God, of big stings by the law enforcement, and that's all good, but there'll be a big sting by the Holy Ghost, and that the Holy Ghost... The Holy Ghost will convict people, because I know a lot of... There's so much sin in the church. There's so much perversion in the church. There's so much sexual perversion in the church. And people think that they just wink at it. But we can't wink at this. We have to start with ourselves, just like 2 Chronicles 7:14, that we, the people that are called by your name, we're the ones that have to humble ourselves. And we have to repent and turn from our wicked ways. Father, help us, Lord. Help us. Help West Virginia. Help the church in West Virginia. And help the people of God to turn their hearts over to you and to see you're the only answer. Just like in the book
Come
of Judges.
Come on now.
They didn't know how to fight, so they would turn to you. And, Lord, we're turning
Lord.
To you now, Father, for West Virginia. We are standing in the gap, Father. And we declare that this perversion and this sex trafficking will leave the land in the name of Jesus. Satan, we declare again, you are a defeated foe. You will not have this land in Jesus' name. And we possess it just like Joshua did. We are possessing this land in the mighty name of Jesus. And we are declaring.
Come on now.
This sin off. We'll burn this perversion off the land in Jesus' name.
Yes. Yes, girl, you are firing me up. Sister Angelique, I'm going to take a minute to pray. I just feel the anointing. I was going to ask you to pray next, Angelique. Is it okay if you mind if we pray?
No, God, no. You go, girl. Kill him. Come on. Get him, girlfriend.
Oh, man.
Oh,
Lord.
Satan, you're about to get it now, Satan.
Lord, we just thank you so much, Lord, that the fire of God, I'm telling you, the anointing from heaven, the host of heaven, all of the angels are here today. Come on now. We are in warfare over the state of West Virginia. We are in the agreement with heaven, agreement with the ministers in West Virginia, in agreement with the intercessors, with the ones, the mothers, the fathers that have been on their knees for generations, that have been praying. They have been asking God for their state, praying that God would move there, praying that God would change the generations and change the culture to give God glory, to reflect the glory of the Lord in their state. We are partnering with them today, setting up a standard against the devil, telling the devil, you got to take your hands and loose the people of West Virginia in Jesus' name. Lord, we pray that a revival fires would burn from one end of that state to the other, that it would clean and purge the state, clean the land of the infirmities. Lord, we repent right now. Those three boys that died on that TV show. Lord, we repent for the revelry, the alcoholism, the sex, all the things that were promoted, that were a stench in your nostrils, that were debauchery, that were against your will for that, that went air and live, that went across the world to give a bad reflection, a bad light on the state of West Virginia. We repent of that today, God, on behalf of those people and those families. God, heal that, Lord. Heal West Virginia. Heal the families there. Heal that community, God. The stigma that came through that, the impressions that came through that, the hurt and the pain, the roots of bitterness that were set in, the trauma that came to that community through this TV show, through this station, trying to come in and make money off of people's pain, off of people's ignorance, off of their past, off of what the devil has brought to somebody. And then it cost them three lives, three souls that went into eternity, not knowing their identity based upon greed and lust. Lord, we repent on that, God. Heal that community, God. The ministers there that have dealt with the backlash, the ministers that have been there and tried to bring healing to the people, that is so much trauma. We cannot even imagine what that community is going through still today, the reflection of it. So right now in the spirit, we're locking arms across the world around that community in West Virginia, and we ask you, Lord, to bring the healing balm of Gilead to heal those people, heal the ground where those people died, heal the community and the families. I cannot imagine their mothers and fathers. Heal them, Lord. And their last memories of their family being acting like that on national TV. I just cannot imagine. Lord, heal those people. And Lord, we lock arms, believe in you, Lord, to bring them to the place that you have called them to be. Because you know what, Lord? You can take the tragedy and turn it around for a triumph. You can turn the stories around that the devil tried to mark history with, tried to change the culture, tried to mark and define a certain area where he has stamped a tragedy upon a city. We take that stamp. We remove that right now in the spirit. I feel the fire of the living God right now. We remove that stench off of them right now in the name of Jesus, and we put the stamp of the fire of God on that place, the glory of the Lord rising up. Lord, we just prayed for South Carolina that had the man come in and kill all the ministers at a prayer meeting. What did that city do? They didn't get bitter. They didn't build up roots of bitterness. They turned around and forgave and showed the whole nation how tribes can come together and forgive, and how they can have mercy. We pray that this state does the same, that they forgive and they release and they be healed and they come up like a shining beacon to the nation. Lord, we pray for healing right now in Jesus' name. Restoration, where the cankerworm tried to come in and destroy, restoration and healing to those people in Jesus' name. Whew! I just had to pray that.
Hallelujah. Wow.
Angelique, could you pray for the first responders and the military and all of the people on the front lines in the state of West Virginia?
Yes, ma'am. Let me step back into my church here. Take a knee.
Oh, hallelujah, Father God. Abba, Father. Holy Spirit, we just come to you, Lord, in prayer, my sisters and I, in agreement. We decree and declare the promises that you make, Father God, to put your healing hands on us as we call out to you in prayer, Father. We call out to you and ask protection over the first responders, the fire department, the EMT, Father God. They have to go out and they risk their lives, Lord Jesus. They risk their lives to help people. The evil people that are out there in the streets fighting, shooting, killing, using drugs, they risk their lives for these people to be saved, Father God. So I pray a healing over the land. I pray that our brothers and sisters, our Christians, they reach out in a revival, that they're what the fire department, the first responders, what they do isn't in vain, that they get saved, but they get saved to know who you are, that they give their lives to you, Father God. Oh, Lord Jesus, we want you to come. We need you to come, but you're not going to until the word gets spread about who you are, Father. I want to pray over the military that come from the state of Virginia, West Virginia, Father God, that their families are in knowing who you are, that they are in strong prayer for their children that are in the military. Lord God, I pray more Christians for the military bases, that the leaders, they lead their troops out in saying your name in victory. Because of you, they go into victory, Lord Jesus Christ.
Yes, Lord.
Father God, we just lift up the state of West Virginia. We lift up the first responders, the fire department, the police officers, the military. And, sister, what else did you ask me of?
I was just saying, like, the military, the first responders, the EMT, the ones that are on the front lines.
And the front line. There we go. The front line, Father God, the front line. So you know our hearts, Lord, and you know Dr. June, what she's doing on this call and why she's doing it, Father God. We are in such awe and amazement of what you are using her to do, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you. So as we lift up the first responders, the EMTs, the military, Lord God, we place them at the foot of the cross. I plead the blood of Jesus over their lives, and I especially through the blood
now.
Of Jesus over, knowing that they need to know who you are, our Lord and Savior. We can have heaven on earth right now with you in our hearts, Lord God. And every morning, wake up to Jesus. Every night, go to bed. Good night, my Father in heaven. Hallelujah. We love you so much, Lord, and I thank you. It is in your name I pray. Amen.
Yes, I do pray for that, because let me tell you, I wake up, good morning, Holy Spirit. Go to sleep, good Holy Spirit, because Holy Spirit is your superpower. That's what I tell children. I say Holy Spirit is very real. He's your superpower. You are the walking Ark of the Covenant. So he's going to talk to you. He's going to reveal things to you. He's going to teach you. He's going to guide you. He's going to love you. And this is funny. I know some of you listening to this broadcast don't understand speaking in tongues or whatever, but it's basically your heavenly prayer language. So when you talk to the Lord, you can speak in tongues, and the devil cannot understand what you're saying. It's your spirit man talking to God, who always speaks the perfect will of God. But anyways, so when I was in Los Angeles, and I was so scared to drive because they're like crazy there. They cross lanes and come in your lane, and motorcycles driving up in between you acting crazy. So and it's so fast-paced. You know, me being a country girl, I'm praying in tongues because I have to get out of myself. It's like traumatic. You know what I'm saying?
Lord.
I'm driving through L.A., you know, and I'm praying in tongues like God. And sometimes when I'd be driving through the mountains, I'd be right on the edge of cliffs, you know, in some of these places.
Yes, I know what you're talking about. Scary moment.
People that's never done it don't understand. Your wheels are right on the edge of a cliff. And so I'm sitting there praying in tongues God, you're going to have to get me through this because within my own self, I couldn't have done that trip type of deal. But anyway, that's what the Holy Spirit is. He helps you. He guides you. He warns you. He teaches you. So, yes. Lord, we pray for West Virginia that they would have an understanding of the Holy Spirit, that an understanding of who you are in them, that they would understand that there is nothing they cannot do without you. And, Lord, that they are not defined by their past. Even if their past was illiterate, even if their past had no history of ever doing anything, that does not define them. And where they're going in the future, you can take a person and totally make them somebody else because you already wrote it. You already know what you want them to be. It's just people, they don't understand that there is somebody else that you're meant to be. The world defines to us what we should be. But God's definition of what we are is already there. We just don't see it until we seek his face. When we seek his face and we ask the Holy Spirit, Lord, I wanted. One time I was sitting in Mississippi, and I was at a women's conference, and I looked out the window, and I told the Lord, I said, Lord, I see that woman. I see the woman you want me to be, but I cannot get there on my own. I can't be that person within myself. I really need help. So years later, I'm that woman. And now I'm wow, what the Lord has done. You know, you can only give him praise, but it's all because of who He is in you. So that's what we pray over West Virginia, that they will not be held by generations past. They will not be held by expectations or stigmas. They would not be held based upon other people's words spoken over them, other people's images spoken over them, and that they would rise as the jewels in the earth, giving God glory and honor for what he is about to do in that state, and we claim it in the name of Jesus. Okay, now, Pastor Vicki, I was thinking about me and your conversation yesterday at the restaurant about your educational history. Pastor Vicki is a teacher. I would like for you to pray over the education mountain in the state of West Virginia, please, ma'am.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Well, Father,
yes.
I thank you, Lord, for the 20 years you gave me in public school. I thank you for the privilege of homeschooling a couple of my kids, Lord. I thank you, Father, for the things that you taught me, even though that's not where I wanted to be, Lord. But, Lord, you showed me, Lord, that we just have to obey. And, Father, I learned a lot, Father God. And I think since I've left in 1998, Lord, the government has gotten even more involved in the education. And I pray, Father God, for all the educators in West Virginia, Father God, and for that whole mountain, Father God, in West Virginia, all the way up to the state level. Father, we know that the federal government has gotten involved, and, of course, a lot of liberal ideas, a lot of liberal teaching, including witchcraft, Father God, including Islam, Father God, including sex education that goes into perversion, Father. And, Lord, we just know that you want the godly people, the ones that are Christians, to stand up. Father, I feel like so many Christians have shrunk from their jobs, Father God, for their calling, Lord, to pray for their children, first of all, and also to speak up in local board meetings, Father God, school board meetings, and even on the individual level, go speak to those teachers, Father God, that are doing things that should not be done. Father, I believe our voice is... it makes a difference. Just like in the day of Nixon, Lord, people called it the silent majority. Well, I believe the silent majority is what elected President Trump. I believe that people rose up and they said, no, they wanted righteousness in the land, and they were tired of the liberal agenda, Father God. We're tired of all the things that deviate from the Word of God and from the holiness of God. And, Father, I believe that in the education system, Lord, that it's your will for people to get involved. And, Lord, I just call out the Christians to get involved, whether it's teaching school or whether it's just working as a supervisor, superintendent, whatever, Lord God, principals, Lord God, or be serving on the school boards. Father God, I just believe it's time for Christians to get involved. And, Father, I call them out, Father
God. Come on, preach your woman.
I call them out, Father God, to get involved and to do what they need to do, Father God, whether it's go into the state capitol and pray, whether it's go and speak to their senators and develop a relationship with those senators, because those senators and those congressmen, they listen. They listen to people that will go and talk to them. And so, Father, I'm speaking to myself as well, Father God. I believe that you are calling us, Lord, to go to be bold and to go and talk to these people, Father God, and ask them what we can do to bring godliness to our schools, Father God. Lord, I know that our voice does make a difference, but so many people have just given up. They just think we're just going to all go into hell in a handbasket. There's nothing we can do. But I agree with Sister June. We can do a lot, Father God. And so, Father, I'm just calling out citizens. We're calling out Christians at every level, Father God, wherever you've called them to serve, Father, that they can do more. Every one of us can do more, Father God, to help the education of our children. And, Father, we need to do more. And so, Father, I pray for West Virginia. Father, I pray for godliness to come forth in the name of Jesus, holiness to come forth in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, just as you told us in your word to pray for those who are in authority over us, some of us are called to be in authority. We're called to do that, but we shrink from that. We bury our talents, Father God, and I repent of that myself, Father God, and I pray for others to repent. I pray for the church to repent because we need our voices to be heard, even if it means serve in a public office, Father.
Yes.
And I believe, Father God, you're calling people to do that, Father God. You're giving us this window of opportunity, Father God, and I do believe it's a window. I believe it's a test from heaven. But we need to obey, Father God. And so, Father, I believe that it's your will for Christians to step up into the education realm, Father God, and to do what they're called to do, and let their voice be heard. I remember, Lord, standing in the halls of a public high school in West Tennessee, and that principal was walking down the hall with the superintendent, and he pointed to me, and he said, "That woman prays for me," and he was proud of it. Lord, because I dared to tell him I was praying for him. I dared to tell him that I was praying for every student in that school. But people think they're going to lose their jobs for doing that. That's just a lie from Satan. We need to step up. We need to step up, Lord God, and teach the word of God.
Come on now.
On the platforms that we have, Father. And if people don't do it, then the devil's going to do it. And so we've got the choice, Father God. And I pray for people, whoever's listening to this in other countries, that they step up in their country and not be afraid and not think that that's so far up there that they can't do anything, because that's a lie from Satan. And, Father, I just call out people into the public realm, Father God, to serve or to just be a voice, Father God, for righteousness and holiness, Father God, and that the Holy Spirit
Lord.
Will give them the right words to say and will give them the right jobs to do, Father God. And I thank you for it, Father, in Jesus' name.
Girl, I love it. You are speaking right to people's spirits. I just see that. You're like, come out, do something. Run for office. Go to your senator. Do something. I don't think people really know that they actually have that option to go to a senator or a governor or, you know, any other person in authority and even say anything.
Yes, ma'am, or sometimes they just can't.
Yeah, that's
true. Well, a lot of people just need to get over themselves and quit. You know, they think about themselves, and it's not about us. You know, it's being a vessel for the Holy Spirit, just like Paul did, you know, in the book of Acts. And just like all the apostles, whenever they got persecuted, they had to step up, they had to speak out. You know, they didn't know what was going to happen to them. Many of them were martyred. So what? So what if we get martyred? You know?
Come on, amen.
So we've got to lay our lives down on the line. And in America, people don't want to suffer. It's like they just don't want to suffer. But Paul said it in Philippians. He said, that I may know you in the power of your resurrection and in the fellowship of your sufferings. What does that mean? What does that mean? We need to think about that. Americans are just soft, and we Christians in America are soft, and we better step up or else is what I think.
That's right, sister.
That's what I think.
That's right.
Every one of us can do more than what we're doing. Every single one of us can do more than what we're doing. We just don't know.
I am so on fire over here. This is the truth we have ever heard.
Yes, we know that. We can step up and we can do it. We need to do more stronger praying.
Yes.
We need to get our churches to come alive and pray for the countries of the United States.
Yes.
Not just our state. We have to get together and we need to call them out by name, like my sister was saying. We need to pray for each other, because God will work. We can do the working for him by hands and feet, by here going into the community, doing his discipleshiping, like he led his 12 disciples, and his 12 disciples went to 5,000, went to 100.
Right.
Oh, Lord Jesus, I just went over all of those numbers. He doesn't want addition. He wants multiplication. He wants it to multiply. So sisters, we pray, we get together. What we're doing right now is amazing. Oh, I've been having dreams. How pleased the Lord is with us, sisters.
Yes.
And thank you, Dr. June. You know, the Holy Spirit's working through you. And then through us, Sister Vicky, Sister Glorabal, Sister Marine's on fire because she's already doing it. She's got people all over the road praying on the 24/7 calls. But we need to come together. And Sister Vicky, you already do it, right? You already have a prayer?
Yes, she does.
Prayer calling? Yeah, so... Hallelujah. The Lord works through us. We work through him. That's our fire. And let's get on fire, ladies. Boy, sister. My feet are burning. Hallelujah.
We was talking about this yesterday on the air, how sometimes people don't think that their missions are important because it looks like it's small compared to somebody else's mission. But if we don't do our missions, the kingdom does not get advanced in the most appropriate way. You think of the guy
that God told, I need you to go to this city and I need you to talk to Paul. That was a mission, right? But he could look at himself and say, well, since I'm not Paul, my mission is insignificant. But his mission was very significant because he had to tell Paul he was a key. See what I mean? It's only the devil that wants us to think our missions are insignificant because of, you know, what it is, what we think it is in our natural mind. But this is, we pray that through this whole 50 days ablaze, Bride, that you see that your missions are as important as anybody else's, as long as you are obeying the Lord. That's the key.
Is
the key is obedience. See what I mean? So let's finish up West Virginia. Pastor Vicki, would you mind praying whatever the Holy Spirit gives you for that state as a whole?
Amen. Well, Father, I just lift up West Virginia to you, Father. I thank you so much for this state. I thank you for every soul there, Father God. I thank you, Lord Jesus, that even those that have covenanted with Satan, you have a heart to love them and to bring them into the kingdom of God. And, Father, I know that it's your will, Father God, for every single soul in the state of West Virginia to be saved, Father God, and to know you deeply, Father God, and to serve you and to make a difference, for West Virginia to be put on the map, Father God. And, Father, I just believe that you see every little town, every little holler, every little family in this state, Father God. And I just believe, Father God, that this is your time. I believe this is your time, Father God. And no matter what they say about the statistics of those that have served sorcery and Satan in that state and all kinds of drugs and sex trafficking, I believe, Lord God, that you are so totally stronger than all of that, Lord God, and that you want to reveal yourself as strong and mighty, Father God. And I'm just believing, Lord God, that your fire is going on, just like I saw those balls of fire going all over this country, Father, that there's a ball of fire in the state of West Virginia and that it's spreading like wildfire, Father God. And I just declare and decree, Father God, that your word will go forth, Father God, that you're raising up even children to preach your word in the state of West Virginia, and that great prayers will be prayed, great declarations and decrees will be spoken, great prophets and apostles will be raised up to this state.
Yes, Lord.
Now, they may not be apostles to another nation, but they're apostles to their town, Father God, and they want to see the kingdom of God come with signs and wonders, Father. And so, Lord, we just declare and decree, Father God, and we thank you, Father, for doing it. We thank you, Lord, that all the mountains of evil will be removed in the mighty name of Jesus, that our prayers today are very significant, that they meet your requirements for praying according to your will, Father God, and that you hear us from heaven and that you are doing it even now. And we thank you for that, Father, in Jesus' name.
Now, Pastor Vicki, you know what just came to me? Isn't West Virginia the one that's got that big revival going on with the youth there?
Yeah, they've been in the high schools, and they've been spreading to different high schools, and I haven't kept up with it. Brother Rick was keeping up with it, but it's been going on for all last year, as far as I know.
Yes, well, so that shows you God is moving there in the midst of all the tragedy and stuff. So, Sister Angelique, would you mind praying whatever the Holy Spirit gives you for West Virginia?
Yes, ma'am. Papa, we just want to thank you. I just want to thank you for the state of West Virginia. I want to thank you for the beautiful people that are born and come out of West Virginia, Lord God. And I want to thank you for my brothers and sisters whom are Christians that are going to war, Father God, doing your will. Lord, I just lift them up, Lord, and I ask that your angels just fly around the state of West Virginia, Father God, and just come down. Let there be miracles. Let them see your power. Let them see the greatness of who you are, Jesus. You are our best friend. For Father God, you said your son to die on that horrible cross, that we might reach out to you and know what righteousness is. The people of the world, Father God, we could be so beautiful if we could just know you and realize that life is about being honest,
being truthful. Stop with the gang violence. Stop with the shootings and the murders and the hurting of the children. Father God, I lift up the state of West Virginia, and I pray for a holy revival and miracles to take place, that they might say that there is a God. And they call on your name, because you said if we knock on your door, you will answer it. If we call on your name, you will hear us. And the Holy Spirit will come down upon us if we accept you as our Lord and Savior. So, Father God, I pray for that. I pray for that for the state of West Virginia, Father God, because of pain. I understand what you are going through to see the children and people suffering when they don't have to. I can only love and feel this way because you love and feel this way about me and my sisters. So thank you, Father. Thank you. And it's in your Son's precious, precious name I pray. Amen.
Amen. That is so true and such a beautiful prayer. Angelique, I'm just so thrilled of how the Lord has growed you in the Spirit. You know, you talked about all of those ladies being your spiritual moms. We considered it an honor, you know, to be partnering together in prayer because we all learn off of each other. And it is an honor to serve together in this army on this mission of the 50. This is a mission, the 50
yes,
days ablaze, and we are sliding into the finish line right now. So let's go ahead and close out West Virginia, and I'll pray over it. Lord, we just thank you so much for all the prayers that were prayed today for West Virginia. Lord, we do thank you, Lord, for all of the things that this state has been through, Lord, all of the many ways that you have used it, Lord, the coal industry and the many different experiences that this state has had, Lord. We just pray blessings upon this state. Lord, we know that you are moving in that state with a great revival right now, Lord, and you're turning the tragedy into triumph. And, Lord, we honor that today. We partner with that today, Lord, that the youth of the generations there will not be affected by the seed that was sown by Satan through MTV to try to pull in the youth to that type of lifestyle. And, Lord, we just partner with your initiative that you're doing there, your mission, your goal, your agenda for the state of West Virginia. We partner with all the intercessors, the prayer warriors, the mothers and fathers on their knees, the ministers there that have been in the field, that have been in the war. Lord, we partner with them, asking you, Lord, to grant it unto them their heart's desire, grant it unto them, excuse me, the things that they need for their mission. Intercessors, money, technology, all of that, those things that they need to accomplish their missions, because the kingdom of God is arising. The kingdom of God will be advancing in the earth, Lord, because you are coming back for a bride without spot and wrinkle. So we are rising up as the bride that you can be proud of, that you can come back for it and say, I have longed for my first love. I have longed for you to shine in the earth so that when I come and the judgment hits the earth, that will be their reflection of, you've seen the glory, you've seen my power. I've given you a visual representation of what my heart is for mankind. And if you still look at it, I feel the presence of God. If you still look at that and you turn me down, then your heart has chosen. And I just thank you for that, God, that we are the ones that you will use to shine brightly on the earth and to reap the harvest when the angels swing that sickle, that we will be the ones pulling them in with the arms of love, pulling them in, helping them to see their identity, helping them to understand how the enemy talks to them, and helping them, training them, disciple them. Like Pastor Vicky, we was talking about this yesterday, the discipling of people, the teaching them how to be the warriors, how to be in the army, and how to take their positions. So we thank you for that over the state of West Virginia. Lord, we pray over the media mountain there. We pray that truth will reign in the state of West Virginia. We claim it right now in the name of Jesus. We come against all of the media that works for the kingdom of darkness, that tries to put out the light. That's what they're doing. They're trying to put out the light by covering it with darkness. We come in agreement that the media ministries in the state of West Virginia that are rising up, that want to tell the truth, they want to reflect the light, that you bless them with everything possible, the best technology, the best equipment. Give them FCC rights. Give them favor in the communities, favor with the government, favor all the way around, Lord. Let them rise and be successful so that the harvest can see and hear the truth. In the mighty name of Jesus, we claim every mountain of spheres of influence, business. We pray that businesses would grow and flourish in the state of West Virginia, that the Christians, that they will flourish in the business industry, that the missions that you have downloaded into them in the business field, that they would be the most blessed, like Chick-fil-A and Hobby Lobby. And even when the enemy tries to come against them to tear them down, that they will stand for righteousness. And like Shoney's, when I was at Shoney's the other day, they just acquired a new CEO a year ago, and now he is changing the whole look of Shoney's. He is putting in American flags. He is saying, God bless America, on all of the employees. He puts the name of God on every one of the employees. Lord, let our businesses arise and put you first in our country, in the business sector. Arts and entertainment, we claim all these creative people, that you have given them creative juices to flourish in all the different areas. We pray that it would be used for your kingdom, for the advancement of your kingdom. So the arts and entertainment, the education, I partner with what Sister Vicky said in education, the media, and all the mountains, Lord, the family mountain. We conquer that in Jesus' name. So let the kingdom of God be advanced in the state of West Virginia. And we claim every piece of the land from one end to the other for the gospel of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. All right, sisters, thank you so much. Bride, check us out at WATBRadio.com. We're on Facebook and Twitter at WATBRadio. Check out what we're doing with Make America Godly Again at MegaRevival.com. God bless y'all.
God bless you, sister. Shalom.